Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Wash my car. Rain's gonna leave it all spotty.
You think you got a bad look at me? You know how long it takes me to get my hair the way I like it?
This rain is so annoying.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's a damn nuisance. Every freezing drop that hits me is like a little voice saying, "You're nothing, Baldy. You're nothing, Baldy."
Howard, I want to talk to you right now.
Oh, morning, honey. You look nice.
What is it, Judy?
What is it? Look at me. I'm a mess.
Yeah, well, at least the mud and the water draws your attention away from it.
Howard, you better start doing something about the parking situation around here.
Well, what's the problem?
It's ridiculous. All the coaches for the men's sport team have parking spots 20 feet from the building in a nice paved lot. And all the coaches for the women's team have to park in a dirt field behind the school animal husbandry.
Are you sure it's dirt?
Bad enough when it's dry and we have to hike a quarter of a mile to get here, but when it rains, it's...
Judy, I don't know. What is the big deal? How come you women whine so much over a few harmless drops of rain? It's not the end of the world. I mean, water never hurt anybody. Mature, Judy. Man.
Hey, don't throw that out. Have to do is blot it a little.
Howard, isn't there some way we can get that lot paved?
I'm sorry, Judy. We just don't have that kind of money in the budget.
You had money to buy bath towels for the football team that says national champions on them.
Yeah, she's right, Howie. We have been selfish. Here, Judy. Want a towel?
I don't want a towel. I just want to get from here to the car without breaking my neck. And you never have any money for anything for us.
Judy, the reason most of the money goes to men's athletics is because men's athletics brings in most of the money.
Well, Howard, did it ever occur to anyone that if you invested more money in women's athletics, maybe you'd get more back?
Nope.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, really? I mean, nobody wants to see women's sports, Judy.
I mean, except for the occasional parent and the lonely old man, the stands would be empty.
I go.
Hayden, I know how much you enjoy living in the 18th century, but if you ever saw a great women's team in action...
I did. Just the other night, I went to a Timberwolves game. Man, those cheerleaders built one hell of a pyramid.
You guys really think you are much better athletes than we are, don't you?
She's your fiancée, Dob. Tell her.
Hope this doesn't interfere with our dinner plans tonight, honey, but, Hayden's right.
Okay. You guys want to put your parking spots where your mouths are?
No, I think this has gone far enough.
No, Howard, shut up! What'd you have in mind, Judy?
Little contest. We'll pick a sport, and the men's coaches will play the women's coaches. We win, we get the parking spots, and you get to park in the field.
What do we get if we win?
What do you want?
Ooh. Hot breakfast served every day by the women's coaches right here in the office till the end of the semester.
With tablecloths.
Yeah, we don't need tablecloths. Just make sure it's a lot of sausage.
Yeah.
and pancakes and pants with lots of butter.
So it's set. We just have to pick a sport.
Football. 9 a.m. Saturday.
Football.
I don't think so, Hayden.
Well, what do you want to play?
How about golf? We all play golf.
Great. Okay, golf. Me, Howard, and Dauber against you and a couple other coaches.
What about Luther?
No, Luther doesn't play golf.
I play golf.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't take it seriously.
Of course I take it seriously. I worked at a golf course last year.
That was Mr. Putt's mini golf.
Sure, but I was a head pro.
Luther, we're playing for big stakes here.
That's right. Sticks and eggs. I want sticks and eggs, too. I'm playing.
Well, it's settled. You got your foursome. See you on the links.
Links, patties, sausage, pancakes.
And we're dead. No way we can win with Luther.
Well, he is taking extra practice, guys.
Hayden, you're going to have to tell him he's off the team.
Why do I have to tell him?
You gotta tell him, Coach. He's gonna kill somebody.
Dumber, check my scalp. Is there glass in there?
There's no glass in there, Howard. Just get out of here.
Did you see that shot? It really had some power on it before it started to curve.
Here's your ball, Luther. Why's it got blood on it?
Oh, hey, it's not blood. It's...
Goodbye, guys.
Hayden, we'll see you later.
Why are they mad at me? It's just a little wind-up.
Well, they're scared of you, Luth, and I can't say I blame them.
Oh, why? Just because when I pulled that flag out of the hole, I poked Howard in the ear? He's just a baby. He had his hearing back by the fourth hole.
Luther, how do I say this nicely? You're a maniac. Luth, we don't want you on the team.
Why not?
Because you can't play golf. You stink. You shouldn't be allowed to hold a golf club.
So what are you trying to say?
I'm saying you're off the team.
You can't throw me off the team. Judy said I have to play.
Yeah, well, I got it figured out. Now, Luth, I wouldn't ask you to do something like this unless I really cared about you. But I want you to hurt yourself. That way, if you're injured, you can't play, and I can get someone else who can play.
But I want to play.
Luther, come here for a second. Just come here. Come here. You see the top of the stairs? Now, you don't have to go all the way to the top.
I can't believe this. I can't believe that my best friends don't want to play golf with me. I'm sorry.
This is about more than friendship. This is about parking spaces.
So what you're saying is, after 30 years of friendship, after everything we've been through together, it all just comes down to this. Was that the TV?
Yeah. Put the clubs back in the bag. Put them back in the bag now. Yeah, hurry up!
Put them in.
Let me guess. Luther's taking in a little extra practice?
He's not practicing. We're just fooling around.
Like the way you were fooling around on the golf course today? I especially like the part where Luther pulled up his pant legs and went to hit that ball out of the water.
Hey, well, Judy, Jack Nicklaus did that in the Masters a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but he'd fall over backwards and come up with a fish in his pants. You boys might want to invest in some galoshes. I think the walk from your parking spot could be very treacherous next week. They're expecting heavy rains.
Is that it, Watkins?
Almost. I just came by to see if Luther wouldn't mind tying a bell around his neck so we can know where he is at all times.
I won't be playing, Judy.
What?
I won't be playing. I hurt my leg.
You did?
Yeah, it was out in the water. I hit the rocks, and I hurt my leg.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to say anything about it. It's a little bit embarrassed, but it's pretty bad.
Oh, Luther, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I'm sorry. I'm going to the hospital now. Hayden says I have to get an X-ray.
Luther, watch out for the trophy, kid. Hey, honey.
Judy told me about Luther. How is he?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. Hey, honey, I want you to meet Jack Newley.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jack. Nice to meet you. Did Luther get his x-rays back yet?
Geez, I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Well, let's call him.
No, we don't need to call him now. It's okay.
Well, maybe we should go over there. Maybe he needs help.
We don't need to go over there now. No. Jack, could you excuse me for a minute? You just keep putting. Okay. Come here, honey. Christine, you see, Luther's not really hurt.
What?
Yeah, it's just that this, Luther is a terrible golfer, and he knows it, And as soon as we made his bet, he started feeling pressure and having second thoughts. And then we went out and practiced, and he was so nervous, he was hyperventilating. So, he begged us not to let him play, honey. So that's why he faked this injury. So, he let him off the hook. Believe me, Luther doesn't want to play.
Hayden, you gotta let me play, please.
Why don't you introduce Luther to your new friend?
Ah, Jack. Hey, good to see you again. How's it going?
See you.
So did you find anybody to replace me yet?
Yeah. Well, Luther, Jack's gonna...
Oh, Jack, I just came over to wish you guys luck tomorrow. I guess you're pretty good, huh?
Well, I'm a 2 handicap.
Oh, do. Hey, you mind if I watch you, pal? I'm just trying to improve my game.
Oh, sure.
Luther, you sure you don't feel funny about this?
No, I'm fine with it, Hayden. I understand. I'm a mature adult. I just want to make sure the boys meet the girls.
Well, they will, Luce. I mean, will you see this guy putt? We're going to beat breakfast from now till June. Hey, Jack, come on. Show him one. Show him. Do it.
I think I should save some of this for tomorrow.
No, come on. Just one more. Come on, Jack. Right, one more.
Wow.
What do you think?
Pancakes.
Hey, Luce. Take a look at these clubs.
Wow.
This driver. Big smacker. It's got the enlarged sweet spot, got a fiberglass shaft.
Man.
Wow. Does this baby feel good?
Ouch! Oh, jeez. Oh.
Sorry, are you okay, Jack?
I think you broke my finger.
Oh, no. It's not broken. It's just bent.
Hey, I better get you. I'll get some ice.
Oh, it's broken. I know. See that thing sticking up against the skin? That's the bone.
Are you saying you can't play tomorrow?
Hey, go ahead. Cup your hands. Guess it's not done yet.
I think I'll see you guys back at school. I better get to the emergency room.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, I'm sorry. Here, let me get the door for you. Listen, if you change your mind about tomorrow, just give us a call.
Hey, you ought to be more careful about swinging the club inside. Boy, that's a bad break. I didn't mean to say break. Bad fracture.
Yeah. Well, I got to make some calls.
Hey, can I say something?
What is it?
You got to let me play.
Luth, in the first place, you're supposed to be injured.
Well, I'll fake it. Hayden, I've been practicing the last couple of days. I've been taking lessons, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Now, honestly, here's a note from my instructor.
Luther's been practicing the last couple of days. He's been taking lessons, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Signed, Luther's instructor.
See, I got it all figured out, Hayden. I know who Judy's playing with, and none of the four of them can break 90. You're a 5 handicap, a Howard's an 8, and Dauber can shoot around 85. The way I got to figure it, all I had to do is go out and shoot 140, and we win.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah, well, I got it all written down.
Well, Luth, that means you got to take 20 strokes off your score from the other day.
That's right, I did today.
How'd you do that?
I realized I'm a lefty.
Sorry we're late. You have to stop by the school. I wanted to see if my van would fit in your parking spot.
Oh.
Michael.
Oh, Judy, you look nice today.
Well, I guess this is it, Judy.
Good luck.
Yeah, right.
Good luck, ladies.
Hey, Lori. What? Stacy?
Tracy.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, Margie. Here you make a hell of an omelet. I'm really looking forward to it.
Should a man your age be eating that many eggs?
All right, let's just get started.
Where's your fourth?
Fourth! Guys, I'm sorry I'm late, everybody, but the orthopedist had to reset my fracula.
Your what?
Fracula. This whole side here. All right, let's do it!
Luther, are you sure you can play like that?
Judy, men athletes are different than women athletes. We thrive on pain. We don't let a little crushed ball... God. Boy, those tees are sharp. Am I bleeding?
No, you're not bleeding.
God, I almost broke the skin.
Come on, let's get started. Dob, you go first. Howie, second.
Okay.
I'll go third. And Ben Hogan over here.
Okay.
Here we go.
John Dauber, go for the long ball, baby. Go down, right down the middle.
Luther!
Shut up.
Ooh!
Oh, beautiful! Oh, yeah, right down the middle of the lane!
On the middle!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see if I remember how to do this.
Howard, he's our man. If he can't do...
Whoa! Oh, Howie!
Whoa!
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah. Me!
He hit that like a man.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Good.
Come on, Hayden, you can do it.
Come on.
Is there anything you want to get out of your system before I start here?
Little ball, you're about to meet Mr. Hayden Fox. He is a man, and he's going to hit you real hard, and it will hurt, but you're going to love it.
Okay.
Sound a little bit to me like bacon sizzling in the pan.
Your turn, Luce.
Okay. You got any advice?
Yeah, just make contact.
Okay. That's why he's the coach. Okay.
Teen told, Judy. Close match. Sure you got it lined up right?
I'm putting, Howard.
Oh, sorry.
Hayden.
What?
Your shadow.
Oh, sorry. Women have a total of 372.
What does that mean?
That means make your putt.
Oh.
Come on, Luth, you're away.
Oh.
Come on, Luth. Man. You can do it, Luth. Come on. Put it in there, Luth. Come on, Luther. You shot 139.
Did my part.
Your part, coach.
Yeah. All right, ladies, coach makes this, we win.
No pressure.
Yeah. Okay, Aiden.
What if he misses?
Don't worry. He just taps the next one in for a tie.
What if he ties?
Sorry. A sudden death.
Of course, if he doesn't make the putt.
I am gonna make the putt, Judy. I'm gonna tap that in. We're gonna go play sudden death on the first hole. This whole thing's gonna be settled.
Quite a walk from the parking lot, huh?
Not that bad.
At least it's downhill on the way back.
Yeah.
And it'll be better when the rainy season's over in a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
That ball had just gone a little bit to the left.
I don't want to talk about this anymore, Luther. Because I know I'll wind up saying something I'm going to regret. Like, yes, Your Honor, I did strangle Luther Van Dam. So let's just not say anything and make the best out of it, shall we?
Okay.
Morning.
Morning. Quite a walk from the parking lot, huh?
Boy, if that putt had just rolled a little...
That's it. We lost, and I don't want to hear another word about it. Now, it would have been nice if one of those two putts had turned out differently, or one of your 82 shots, or one of your 786, but they didn't. And now we got to suck it up and act like men. We got to hike up a hill every morning and get covered in mud. Now, you got it?
Judy's driving me to work now.